the Good News Station.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Mitt Romney is sharply critical of President Obama's handling of the Syrian crisis. The former presidential candidate says Obama's policies put America in a difficult position, concluding that Russia has outgamed us once again.
When you've painted yourself in that kind of corner, many times the options are pretty limited. I think the president's been a foreign policy disaster.
Speaking at the Washington Ideas Forum today, Romney accused Obama of making bad decisions that led to the rise of ISIS. The criticism comes as Russia began launching airstrikes in Syria. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy stumbled this week while talking about Hillary Clinton and the House Benghazi Committee. During an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox News, McCarthy says the Benghazi Committee has helped damage Clinton's poll numbers. Democrats have long accused the Republican-led panel of conducting a partisan crusade against Clinton. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
USA Christian News. The American Bible Society is once again pioneering new ways to access the Word of God. The ministry is administering the new .Bible top-level domain known as TLD, opening up a platform for His Holy Word. Andrew Hood of the American Bible Society says, just like .com, .org, or .edu, the top-level domain platform will encourage engagement with the Bible.
It's interesting to be a part of an organization, a 200-year-old organization that has been pioneering new things. It was the first audio Bible, the first Braille Bibles, and now we're kind of pioneering a new frontier on the Internet. And .Bible is a new, what they call top-level domain, like .com, .edu, .org. Well, now there's .Bible. We're trying to carve out space on the Internet where Bible engagement can happen.
Information is available at BibleTLD.org. For the USA Radio Network, this is John Clement.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Ford is recalling more than 300,000 vehicles to fix a suspension problem. Most of the vehicles being recalled are older Windstar vans that could have an issue with the rear axle suspension. Ford is also recalling about 37,000 F-150 pickup trucks because of a cruise control issue. The rest of the recalls affect over 1,000 F-53 and F-59 stripped chassis vehicles and hundreds of 2016 Fusions and Lincoln MKZs. Amazon will start shipping out its new tablet today. An Amazon spokesman says the new 7-inch Fire tablet is designed specifically for consuming media. The Amazon Fire features front and rear-facing cameras and 128 gigabytes of expandable storage. Amazon is selling the tablet for $50. Tesla is rolling out its new electric crossover to rave reviews. Tesla already has about 30,000 reservations for what's being billed as the world's first luxury electric SUV. Owning one will reportedly set you back about $130,000. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Wait a minute. Am I ready to start talking now?
You are.
You put those headphones on, though, and I can't hear you here.
You can't hear me think either.
Can't hear you think either. You know, it's an interesting thing, folks. For those of that have not listened to the show, this is the Team Martech Hour, and Joe Martech's a financial advisor. I'm also called a stockbroker. I'm a securities principal, lots of licenses. And over the years, I've assembled what I consider a group of extremely credible local professionals with lots of experience. Extremely credible is one of the ways I phrase it, but integrity becomes the biggest single word, integrity. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, 37 years in business, solid guy, just flat solid. Anybody that has questions to do with any type of insurance, Dan's the man as far as I'm concerned. Gregory Fasula, attorney. What happens very often, folks, when I meet a new suspect or prospect, I ask them first if they're ready to die. Now, very often, there's two answers to that. Sometimes it takes me a little longer to get through this if they take it seriously and think that I'm talking about if they're ready to meet God and they're not really ready, then we have to work some time on it. But on the other hand, what I'm talking about from a financial standpoint is, have you done a will or a trust? And if you haven't, I consider it my responsibility to stir the pot a bit and get people thinking about doing what is right for whoever comes after them, which could be their family, their church, whoever it may be. It's something that I believe strongly should be addressed, and I try to guide people and help them with that decision. But you need to have an attorney. So the next thing was to find an attorney that is user-friendly. You know, most people, when we hear the word attorney, we start to shake a little.
Only you.
I know. And this is not a religious experience, I hate to tell you, but point is, it doesn't always endear yourself, because a lot of attorneys happen to be a bit pretentious or arrogant. They're not user-friendly. Greg Fasula, who I've known now for over 20 years, is user-friendly. He's just an easy person to talk to. He's not pretentious, arrogant. He's a good listener. And he doesn't gouge people. And I'll tell you what, that nothing irritates me more than watching an attorney overcharge people, for, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. For something that was not that difficult. So those were the first three members of the group. And then over a period of time, we've also had to add a CPA. Why? Well, taxes. I mean, this is a big thing. Everybody in the world has to understand taxes. How do you start a business? What form should it go into? How do you read financial statements? A CPA became a critical part of the group. And I found what I consider a phenomenal person. Mr. Vince Rosino, CPA, also a forensic CPA, which means he's recognized by the court system as an expert witness. He taught college. He's just a flat good guy. And Pastor Tom and I and Vince have spent quite a bit of time together.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince is quite a study.
Where is he today?
He sent me a text earlier today, said I'm not showing, and I didn't, you know, I love to text, so I put down K.
Okay.
No, skip the O. That's too many letters for K. Me. Just K.
Well, you can put more letters now.
I do. I had one person text me back one day and says, well, you are wordy. You know, mm-hmm. I said, uh-huh. This is not one of my fun things to do, K. Is texting. K. So Vince, straight arrow, good guy, good counselor, helps people. Probably once a week, once every other week at the least, I will call Vince because a person has a problem that I don't know the answer to because I'm not a CPA. And I need to get his professional advice, which we don't charge anybody for that stuff. Every one of our group is here to help people. The only time we ever charge anybody is if you say, okay, fine, I want to hire you. Then it's a different story. But the bottom line is we offer information. We try to teach and help people through whatever situations in life they're in right now. And the next one that leads me right into it is Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart. I've always called her Miss Bubbles. She just kind of is always excited. She's always up. She's the hardest working realtor I've ever known in my life. She only has two speeds. She's either sleeping or working. She's just a hard worker, and she's the straightest person. You can't get her to lie if you paid her. She's just not going to do it. Which leads me to Mike Paulus, which is the last member of the group who does mortgages. And Mike has taught us more about mortgages in the last year. And I used to own a mortgage company years ago. But that business, like a lot of others, changes rapidly. And there are many, 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 many different programs available today that a lot of people read or hear on the newspaper or on TV that it's hard to get a mortgage. And quite honestly, it's become relatively simple. And Mike's got some programs that the USDA program, which I think is the greatest thing since chocolate milk, allows a couple or a family to put no money down and buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
If they qualify.
Is the HARP program still available?
HARP means it's a government program that allows you to refinance your house, even if you're upside down, at a better interest rate than you have. The FHA program, you put 3.5% down. I mean, there's a lot of good things today available for, let's say, the average person.
First-time home buyers?
First-time. You don't have to have this 800 or 850 credit score. Mike has some programs that actually people in their 500s, which you might have had some problems a year or two ago that have affected you adversely, but Mike will counsel you and make one of the things that Mike does for people. He'll talk to you over the phone, and within 10 minutes, he'll run a credit check, and he'll tell you, hey, here's where you stand, here's what you can do, and here's what you can't do. And if we need to change things, he'll say, here's what we can do for the next 6 months to get you ready. So that you can buy that house. So the game plan of our group has always been either to make you money or save you money. And we've been very blessed over the period of years. As I said, we've been doing these shows since, well, prior to 2004, because we don't remember when, but we know that it was before Francis and Jean, the hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And we do a program every Wednesday in the morning on WPSL 1590 AM. And then we do this one at 4 o'clock with Pastor Tom. And I guess we've been doing them for a couple, 3 years.
About a year. A little over a year.
Seems like 10 years to me, putting up with you. But that's okay. Tom is really a good guy.
Well, it is a good group of guys. And unfortunately, they're not here today.
Yeah, yeah.
But they always have some information. I've learned things, and I'm sure our listeners have as well.
Yeah. And we've had some regular listeners and people, in fact, I was talking to one just a little bit earlier that came from the show, magnificent person, good family with one bad apple in the family, and we got a mom in trouble, and the counseling sessions have been pretty long in trying to help this family overcome some obstacles in everybody's best interest. And you know, that's what we do. Everybody in our group will talk and help people. One of the things that happens when you get a bunch of old people, you know, if anybody who's known Pastor Tom understands, he's not so young either. he looks older than me, but he's not. But, you know, looks are deceiving. Anyway, that we have a story.
You know, we're going to be putting a camera in here so people can watch.
Well, see, then you'll all know I'm telling the truth, too. See, that's easy. Anyway, what we do, the concept is you get a bunch of people that have been in business 20, 30, almost 40 years. They've learned a lot.
Mm.
And this information, when you're not educated, ignorance is not a word that means you're not smart. It means you haven't learned. And you can't know everything. That's why I definitely don't know everything.
And things are constantly changing.
Amen.
And so what you knew yesterday may not be current with today's rules, regulations, policies.
I think everybody knows that attorneys are the ones that really change everything.
Mm.
And the only way they get paid is by the word. So they got to change the words constantly.
Well, you know, you wonder, don't we have enough laws already? Why do we have to make other laws? Well, you know, things change sometimes. And
I was talking to Vince about the tax code. It's only 60 or 70,000 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Vince, you got that all memorized?
He hasn't memorized that there's that many pages.
All it amounts to is, you know, when you stand up and you're 6 feet tall and those pages stacked one on top of the other are taller than you,
Well, you wonder sometimes, does anybody ever read that stuff?
You know, you wonder. It's like Nancy Pelosi said, you know, we got to pass this bill in order to figure out what's in it.
Well, there's a commercial on television. They said, who reads that? And they show this guy over here. He does. And they show him, and he's kind of got eyes that are just staring off into space.
Staring off. Yeah. How much of it does he remember? None of it. But he reads it all.
He reads it.
That's you know, right. The key is things change constantly. And that's, our group was put together. When I wanted to put it together was what I considered top of their field. And none of us own each other. We don't share offices. We don't share commissions. We don't share fees. We share nothing. I wanted independent people that I considered some of the best or the best I could find, period, in the Treasure Coast to help people. And we've been very, very blessed in that we've been able to help quite a few people.
Mm.
Now, this is a solicitation here for somebody to call in with a testimonial. Not that I would ask for such a thing.
Well, if you have a question, you can call today, too.
And you can call?
But, you know, one of the things that I've noticed.
I tried to set him up to give the number, but, you know.
Oh, you want me to give the number?
He loses track of.
Oh.
And?
What number? Oh, you mean the phone number.
The phone number.
The toll-free number.
That's the one.
The one that people can call if they will have a question.
The one that they can call if they have a question. Okay. Tom, you're a keen sense of the obvious.
Well, I'm just trying to stay with you, Joe. 888.
Wait a minute. He had to look it up. You forgot it already.
No, I'm just making sure it hadn't changed.
Okay.
We were talking about things changing.
That change, right?
Yeah. 888-221-8990. And if you do have a question about finances today, it would be a good day to call and talk to a financial expert.
There you go.
You know, and that's what I was leading into is that a lot of times we get in here and we talk about taxes. And one of the things that we don't talk a lot about is financial planning.
Yeah, yeah.
And finances and things. And, you know, one of the things that you talk about things changing, people's lives change.
Oh, boy.
And as we grow older, there are a lot of deductions that we have when we're young that we don't have later on.
Yeah.
And then we're trying to go into retirement and maintain the same lifestyle that we had when we were in our earning years. But all of a sudden, we don't have the tax deductions for the mortgage. We don't have the tax deduction for the children and all of these things. And so in planning for retirement, should one plan to retire with the same income or even more?
Here's the $64,000.
Than they have $64,000 in their regular life.
Let's just say the average person, and I'm not talking the doctor and the attorney, the average person that works, and let's say they've got a good living and the family's doing fine, normally they're going to retire with less money than when they were working because you're not going to be making the $20, $30, $40, $50 an hour when you're retired because now you've got to work on your savings and Social Security, pension.
With inflation?
So now you have another problem is how much should you save?
Yeah.
But there's another problem. And we've had this on the show, Tom, where we've had a couple of phone calls when we did this before. People would say, when should I start saving and how much should I save?
Before you're born.
But see, that's an easy answer. But that's if your parents have lots of money. They can do it for you. But you know, also, if you get somebody that puts their hand out and you put something in it, the value of that isn't nearly as if you earned it yourself. So I'm a pretty big believer that people should control their own destiny and not expect somebody else to do it for them. But I have another basic rule that goes against a lot of financial advisors. And they said, you know, you should be saving for retirement, starting off as fast as you can. However, here's my questions. If you're single, are you going to get married? If the answer is yes, okay, fine. After you get married, are you going to buy a house? If the answer is yes, we go to the next question. Are you going to have children? If the answer is yes, now we have three set of circumstances that should say don't save for retirement yet. Because those things should take priority. Married, house, children. So what do? One, we have to be able to afford a house. Well, if we put money into a retirement account and we have to take it out of the retirement account to buy this house, and we're under age 59 and a half, we're going to pay a penalty, 10% penalty to the government on any dollars you put into that account, plus the taxes. So was that a smart move to save that money if there's any chance in the world that you're going to need it to buy this house? So here's this young couple both working. Okay, so let's do some logic. So we're both working and we're saving money. We're getting married and we're going to buy a house and we're going to need a down payment and furniture and all that kind of stuff. Then we're going to have a baby. Well, when we have a baby, is that going to adversely affect your income? Well, no kidding. Well, that was an easy one.
It's going to be an expensive venture.
Well, let's face it. Babies are not cheap. No. Number two, this mama, under normal circumstances, is going to have an awfully hard time working full time immediately when she has that baby. So there comes a period of time, I don't care who it is, that it becomes adverse to saving money. So we have to put the cart and the horse in the proper order. So when I look at young people, I think my reality is, hey, let's get the cart and the horse in the right order. And one is marriage, house, children. After you've done those things, now start looking at longer term, because we have other problems. What about education for those children? What about retirement? Okay, you need to put a plan together that's based on reality, not like the commercial on TV says, you know, what are we doing for retirement other than the lottery?
Well, you know, and the days of working for a company 25 years and having a pension, for most people, that doesn't exist anymore.
Well, even the government shuts down and they get rid of people and they lay people. I mean, no, there's no such thing as anything sacred like it used to be. In the Japanese culture, you'd work for one company your whole life and that's just the way it was and they took care of you. Well, even the Japanese have had problem keeping up with that, because now you have to compete on a world basis and it doesn't always work. The reality is this, putting the cart and the horse takes a little bit of counseling, but you got to be somewhat realistic when you do this. Now, I've seen people, a young man didn't get married till he's 35 years old, graduated from college. He's got a job making $150,000 a year. He marries his bride's making $70,000 a year. Well, guess what? Their rules have changed because they're not 19, 20, 25, 30. They put the cart and the horse in a much proper order and they bought, you know, bit the bullet and made it all happen. So they're going to work a different scenario. So each person has to be looked at individually, which leads me again to another subject, which is called IRAs, individual retirement accounts, Roth retirement accounts, 401ks. So let's just take them one at a time. Now, most of us have heard these names. Most of us that have been around for a few years know what they are. But let's take, we go to work for a company. And they offer a 401k, which means we can take a portion of our paycheck, put it into this account, and we don't pay tax on it. So let's say we got a good salary. Hey, we're making $50,000-$70,000 a year, pick a number, and we can put 2-5% of our salary into that account, and we don't pay tax on it because it's tax deferred. Government says you can do that and you don't pay tax on the money. And when you get old, now you can pay tax on it, but you may not be working anymore and your tax status should be different. Another thing that happens very often, a 401k, a lot of companies will say, okay, fine, we will match 2-3% or 4-5%, depends on the company. That means if you put in $1,000 a year, the company says, well, we'll match up to $2,000 a year or $1,000. That means 100% return in 1 year. I put $1,000 in, my company puts $1,000 in. That's 100% return in 1 year. You just doubled your money. What a great deal that is.
No-brainer.
Anytime you can do that, as Pam just said, it's a no-brainer. So that's an absolute. How many companies do that? Not too many. Will more companies do it? I bet you they will. Here's something that I believe will happen. Those of us that have lived through these recessions, and especially this last one, you watch a lot of people get unemployed. And then if they got employed, they may have made less money than they were making before. But as the economy turns and more people are working and companies start making good money, all of a sudden they need to keep their good employees. People get raises, they get benefits, they get other things because they can't afford to lose them.
So you're optimistic about the future?
I am. But it's called, I don't get every piece of politics out of the way. This is a cycle that we go through, good, bad. It goes up and down, up and down. There's nobody been able to put a line down the middle. It's either feast or famine. And people, man can screw up anything he can touch. And believe me, we have. And we probably will again. But the bottom line is, you as an individual have to take and step back, and if you can get decent advice and people that are experienced that can help you set up a program that makes sense, your long-term horizon starts to look better. So the 401k is an absolute. I don't care if you've got a company that does that. Hallelujah, good for you. I'm thrilled for you. Let's say you don't. Now you have what's called an individual retirement account, IRA. Now, there's different types of them, but let's just be simple. One says whatever money you put into it, you don't pay tax on. Now, you're limited to how much money you can put a year. Usually it's $5,000 or $6,000, depend on your age, per person that's working, and it's got to be earned income, and you don't pay tax on it. Okay, that's the good news. Bad news is if you touch that before age 59 and a half, if you take it back out, you're not only going to pay tax on it, but you're going to pay a 10% penalty, because the rules are they allow you not to pay tax on it now, assuming that when you get old and retired, if you're not dead, that you're going to take it out at a lower tax rate and it's not going to be a big problem. That's the traditional IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Does that work? Absolutely. And then what happens is down the road, let's say you work for this company.
Now, let me ask you a question. You said when you take it out at a lower tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that tax rate based upon? Is it based upon your current income?
Yes.
Because
yes.
Back when you were younger and you had three children and a mortgage, you had a lot of tax deductions, and you may not have paid any tax.
Well,
and now you don't have all those deductions.
But here's what happens.
Isn't my tax rate going to go up?
Not necessarily, because you no longer have an income.
Okay.
You're not working. You're retired. You're an old guy. Remember, Tom, you look like you should be there.
Assuming that one is capable of retiring.
Assuming one is capable of retiring, mm-hmm. 65, 70, I don't care what the age is. Once you're after age 59 and a half, the government says, okay, fine. You can take money out of your retirement account, and it's only subject to ordinary income tax.
So now, if you don't have an income.
Right. And you take money out, you still may not pay any tax on it.
You may pay very little or none.
But let's say you're now on Social Security. You're 62, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and you started taking Social Security income. Well, you may not pay any tax at all on your Social Security income if your other income from investments is not too much. I know couples, husband and wife, putting around $50,000 a year in their pocket between Social Securities and pensions that don't pay a dime in tax. Okay, now understand, $50,000 a year, if you're a husband and wife with two kids, that's probably not going to do much. But if you've got everything paid for, your house is paid for, your cars are paid for, your toys are paid for, you're not in the accumulation phase, you're in the retirement phase, you don't have debt, $50,000 a year, you might be able to live pretty decent and do things, travel, do whatever, and especially if you're paying no tax. Because while you're working, you're going to pay what they call payroll taxes, which is Social Security and Medicare, which is roughly 15% unless your employer chips in, plus income tax. Well, now you're not working. They're not going to tax you on those things. But if you're making $100,000 or $200,000 a year in retirement, you're going to pay tax on everything. Okay, what a wonderful problem that you're making this good money.
Well, is there any kind of IRA that once you start drawing the money out, it's tax-free?
Now, you see what Tom is doing, you know, because he's been on these shows for a while. He's setting me up because he says, you know, he looks at me, he says, Joe, you're not the brightest bulb on a tree, so sometimes I got to set you up, right? Is that fair?
No, I'm just leading you down the primrose
down
path.
Down the primrose path. So now we have what's called a Roth, R-O-T-H-I-R-A. Now, the Roth says, while I'm working, this has to be earned income, I can put aside this money in this account, and I will pay tax on it. So let's just say a husband and wife, we're both working, and we're at a point where we can save $10,000 a year between the two of us. We put it into this Roth IRA, and we pay tax on that money.
Now, what tax? Is that subject to regular income tax?
Regular, ordinary income tax.
So it'd be treated, you know, you'd pay the tax.
It could be a 10,
just like
15, 20%.
You'd pay on any of your other money.
Exactly.
That you're earning.
No, so you're earning the money.
And paying tax on it.
This is like I'm putting it into a savings account, but I put it into an account called a Roth, R-O-T-H-I-R-A, and the government says, here's the rules. Whatever you put into that account, and you pay tax on it, when you take that money out later on, there's no tax. And the government in their all-knowing says you also pay no tax on the growth. So let's just say you
This is why I was talking about, you know, when you were talking about the other IRA.
Right.
You put it in now, you don't pay no tax, but you pay the tax when you bring it out.
Yeah, but if you're not in a tax bracket where you're paying tax,
doesn't matter.
It's a good thing, right?
Well, it could be, but it's an unknown.
Sometimes it's reasonably known. Let's say you have a job working for the post office, or you work for a certain company, or you're a tradesman, and you're not going to start your own company. You might just say, hey, this is my life, and I'm content with this, and this is how much I'm going to make. Now, if you're making $500,000 a year, forget the rules, and guess what? We don't care about rules when you're making lots and lots of money. You know, you can do almost anything you want. But when you're not making lots and lots of money, sometimes you have to be concerned about all these factors when you're putting it together. But go back to the Roth, R-O-T-H-I-R-A. And by the way, anybody wants to jump into this conversation, Pastor Tom keeps forgetting to give the phone number. But because I can read the wall, it is 888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990.
Well, this is my thinking. If I'm married, I've got a mortgage, I've got children, I got these deductions.
Right.
If I pay the tax on it going in now,
right,
then I'm probably going to be able to deduct a lot of things, lower my tax burden.
Because of your deductions with the
family. Because of all the deductions that I have now. And then down the road, I pull it out, it's tax-free.
So here's
But if I defer the tax now and I go down the road, who knows what the tax rate's going to be? Because, you know, you've got, you know, in this political election that we've got coming up, there's all kind of changes being proposed to taxes. Some people are not going to pay any tax. Some people, you know, if you're doing very well, you know, there's some calls for people to pay even more tax. And so
are you believing politicians again?
No, I don't believe any of them. But what I'm saying is, in looking down the road, I don't know.
Okay, so here comes
the tax burden may be.
Let's just take
even in retirement
your options.
Okay.
So let's say this year I do a traditional IRA because we want a tax deduction because we're making good money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say my wife and I are making between us $100,000 a year. We can put aside $10,000 and pay no tax on that money, but have a tax deduction mm-hmm. of $10,000. So it lowers our current income tax. Okay. Then let's just say next year I lose my job, but we can afford to put some money aside. Well, we may not want to go into a traditional. We may want to start a Roth IRA. You can have both, mm-hmm. and you can actually contribute to both during each year. What is the advantage? It's really hard to say until we look down the road, 20 or 30 or 10 or 15 years, but very often people will have both. One is 100% tax-free. So let's just take an example. While I'm working, I put money in a Roth
IRA. And you're limited to how much you can put in one.
Of course.
But if you have two, you can put even more in.
Well, not necessarily. You've got a total amount that you can put in. Let's just say it's $6,000 a year. Mm-hmm. I could put three into one and three into the other. But per person, long as I'm working. So it's earned income, quote.
So I've if you've maxed out what you can give to one, you can't put money in the other?
No.
Okay.
Exactly. So you're allowed, let's say, $6,000 a year. Now, so what happens is, do I have to have one or the other exclusively? No. Do I have to contribute every year? No. Can I start and stop? Yes. They're very, very, very flexible, and there is not a person alive that really knows what's going to happen 30 now, years down the road.
How are those funds treated in these IRAs? Are they subject to being churned or to be, you know, like you have when you have some accounts where there's a mutual fund or something that people buy and they get a part of this, and a part of that, and then the agent calls you up and says, well, we sold that, now we've got this, and you owe us the commission, you owe us this, you owe us that, and you have less money than you started with.
Well, this sounds like a preacher to me.
Well, I just... I've had some experiences.
I know, he's setting me up again. The answer is yes. Now, what happens is this. Let's say, let's just take a real mm-hmm. simple one, and I've done this for people that are young people. I said, let's just go into an S&P 500 index fund. What's that? That's 500 of America's biggest companies. And if we look at the history, these companies have generated a growth of roughly 10% a year. It could be 7 or 8 or 9 over a period of time. And that means, and here's another little rule. Do you know the rule of 72, Tom?
I've heard of it.
That you divide
you don't date women over 72.
That too, that's true, unless you're 85, you know, then it's okay. Anyway, you divide the interest rate into 72,
mm-hmm.
that's how long it takes to double your money.
Oh, okay.
So if you're getting 6% a year, 6 goes into 72, how many times? 12 times.
12 times.
That would take you 12 years to double your money at 6%. So if I contribute X number of dollars every year and I'm earning 6% every year on the money,
mm-hmm.
there's an equation. You can put together a calculator. I start off with $6,000 a year, and 30 years later, I might have $250,000.
Mm.
Now, it might be subject to tax, but if it's in a Roth, there is no tax. 100% of the Roth money, what you put in, you already paid taxes. The growth is not subject to tax.
But how does one protect themselves to make sure that that 6% or whatever that's earning is consistent? Because my experience has been
can I answer that quickly?
Okay.
Death and taxes, those are the constants.
Right.
Nothing else is a constant.
Okay.
So how are you going to invest the money? It depends. What happens is right now, what Tom is saying, and I'm saying, you need to get educated a bit and understand what your options are. So that
understand what you're buying.
Yes. What you're buying and what your options are. Basically, when I take a young person that doesn't want to be confused with any of the details, I just say, okay, fine, let's do S&P 500, America's biggest 500 companies, and let's just look at history, and the odds are good that those companies are going to grow 6 or 8 or 10% a year average all the way out,
mm-hmm.
which means a really good return, because if you go in the bank, you get
Once I invest that money, mm-hmm. it goes to that S&P 500.
Right.
Now, what happens 3 months from now? Is it still being put in that S&P 500?
Every month I put money in, it's going to go into the same fund.
And it's going to stay in that fund for how long?
As long as you want.
For the life of the account?
No, as long as you want. So let's just say I put it in for 3 months, but then I change my mind because I become real smart. Okay. I want to put it into gold. You can switch it into gold. No tax. It might cost you a fee, but you can switch that money from point A to point B. It's called an IRA, individual retirement account.
But when someone sets up an account,
right,
sometimes they unknowingly allow the agents to make those decisions for them.
Here's what happens. Now, understand, ignorance is a perfect excuse for not knowing what you're doing. But it's not a good excuse. So what happens is you're supposed to learn, and I can't tell you how many clients I have, young and old, that every 6 months or so, they call up and say, Joe, tell me what you told me 6 months ago that I forgot. Point is, when you do it every day, it's easy. But if you don't, you're going to forget. So literally, what are your options? Your options are myriad. I mean, you got tons and tons of places you can go. Like right now, I've got clients that say, Joe, I want to be out of the market because this year has been a bad year. And I said, hey, good for you. I'm smart. I'm happy for you. You sit in cash, you don't make anything, but you don't lose anything. Then I got other people say, hey, Joe, I need to make something because I need to get an income. And I'll say, okay, what about, we have debt instruments that pay a 5% interest rate, and there are utilities or companies like that that are really, really big that are paying 5% interest, which is a lot better than no percent or one. So you might say that's a good parking vehicle. Then another person says,
now that would be new money being put in that. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to take money out of your IRA.
Yes,
and put
you
in
can.
Oh, okay.
You can switch your investments inside of your IRA as often as you want.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of options that you have when it's called an individual or a Roth. You can switch from, say, Fidelity to XYZ to who cares which company. There's hundreds and hundreds of different options out there. If you get somebody that educates you and helps you learn this, you won.
Okay. I wonder if anybody out there has questions about this.
I wonder if they could call on a phone. We know what
you think
phone.
So?
You think?
If you have questions, there's a phone number to call, and Joe will be glad to answer your questions about investments, IRAs.
Roth.
401ks. The debt instruments.
Debt instruments.
Which is really something that a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Now, we've got about 20 minutes left today.
We got
so
time.
You
got
to get on the phone and give us a call.
Let me just give you an example. Last week, a client of mine died,
mm-hmm.
leaving a widow who's in her 80s. So what we're going to do is we're going to set up mom with a debt instrument paying 5%. She's going to get the interest off this money.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, her son, who is considerably younger, he doesn't want 5%. I said, well, what about oil? Oil looks to be at the bottom right now and has a good chance to go up.
Well, something happened in oil today, because this morning the gas was 14 cents cheaper than it is this afternoon.
You never know. We got a call. Let me take it. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, greetings. Thank you so much for being there with all that important information.
Thank you.
I do apologize for asking a question a little bit off base from a few weeks ago.
Okay.
It's about Social Security.
Okay.
Now, Florida does not honor the common law marriage, but I'm a person that lived with the man for over 20 years and bared 9 children, and he's now collecting Social Security, and I do have a child under the age of 16 at home, and I was trying to see if I can collect some type of Social Security since I gave him the best years of my life. And we did have a type of ceremony, but it was not a legal marriage honored by the state of Florida, and I was trying to see if I could collect some type of Social Security.
Let me ask you, is he still alive?
Yes, he's still alive.
Well, okay, will he marry you now?
No, we've been separated now.
Okay, so much for that. Okay, well, I was just thinking. I was trying to do it. Now, I don't know the answer to this 100%, but Florida does not recognize, as far as I understand, common law marriages. But you call the Social Security Administration on the phone, and you make an appointment, and you go into their office, and you share what information you've got, and let me tell you, they do a wonderful job at helping you with your situation. And there may be a loophole that I don't know about. Tom is looking.
Is your question about getting benefits for yourself or for your child?
Yes, the question is about getting benefits for myself. I'm presently receiving benefits for the child.
Okay.
Now, the other side of the coin is, you, if you've never been married, you're going to have a hard time getting a spousal benefit. But again, without me saying yes or no, have you always lived in Florida?
Yes, I have always lived in Florida, and I lived with him from 1983 to 2012.
Okay, so I'm just trying to say the best thing to do, and I'm because I don't know the answer here, is to call Social Security, look them up, make an appointment. They are very, very good at counseling and answering questions for you, and there might be some benefits that I don't know about, but it would be a smart thing to do.
Okay, thank you very kindly, and the subject that you're on is very informative. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for calling. Bye.
All right. Again, that number, if you have questions, 888-221-8990, and I believe we've got another call coming in.
Hey, listen. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. My question is, I'm retired now, and I was part of a drop program before I retired. And when I retired, they gave me the money, and I assumed they took taxes out of it.
Here's the question.
It in a investment, and every time I take money out of it, I am getting taxed again. Is that normal?
Well, here's what happens. And if I'd have been there with you when you took that money, you would have paid no tax when you took the money, and you would have rolled it into an IRA, an individual retirement account. And in your statements that you get every month or every 3 months or whoever, it should say on that statement your name, and it should say someplace, retirement account, IRA, something to that effect. Now, if that's true, that means when they rolled it over and you set up that account with the bank or whoever you set it with, they did not tax the money. Because as you're taking it out now and you're paying tax, it's against the rules to double tax, so the truth is, the odds are good that it was rolled into an individual retirement account and you did not pay tax at the time they sent it in the drop program. How you can find out? Real simple. If you look up a statement and you can see the words IRA on it, that means that there's no tax on it when you took it out. Two, if you can't find anything, you call whoever is holding that account and say, is this an IRA, a retirement account? And is the answer is either yes or no. And if it's in a retirement account, you're not paying tax until you take the money out.
That is, if I did not get taxed when I took it the first time.
Yes. Now, let's complicate it a little bit. Let's say you took all the money out and you put it in a bank, and let's just say it was $100,000, and the bank is earning you 5% a year, which I'm making this up because they don't do that, but let's just say they were. That's $5,000 a year worth of earnings. That $5,000 would be subject to tax no matter what, even if you didn't pay tax or even if you did pay tax on the $100,000. Any money that's earnings over and above what you started with would be subject to tax, and that would be the first money taxed as you took it out.
Okay.
So the question becomes, you find a statement and you call up whoever is holding the money and you say, is this a retirement account, IRA or a retirement account? If they don't understand that, you call me back and I will talk to them for you. But literally, I'm guessing that if somebody did this the right way for you, they would have rolled it into an individual retirement account. There'd have been no tax. And now every time you take any money out, you're going to pay tax on it at your new rate, whatever rate. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, sir. I'd like to have one more question.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Is there any way I can invest that money and get a monthly income out of it?
Absolutely. 100%. That's the easy thing to do. And in fact, here's what I'll do. Connie took your name and number. After the show or tomorrow, I'll give you a call and we'll talk about it and show you what your options might be so that you can make this work to your best advantage. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay, so Connie's got you.
I really appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you calling and asking this question. It's a good one. Thank you so much.
Questions, yeah.
All right. Bye. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, again, that number, toll-free, 888-221-8990. And we've got about 15 minutes left in the show today, so you do have time for a question.
Very good. 888-221-8990. $89.90.
Let me ask you, we've been talking about taxes and stuff, and what about interest rates, change in interest rates? If as we go into retirement, the interest rates go up, things.
They do. We hope.
Well, it depends whether we're buying or selling, you know. But the thing is what might change, what changes might take effect in interest rates that would affect our retirement?
Well, big deal. Let's say I have this $100,000 in this retirement account and I don't want to touch the principal and it's making 1% interest. That's $1,000 a year.
You can't live on that.
But let's say it's making 5%. It's making $5,000 a
year. Well, that's better.
That's better. So now these are two different options right there to invest the money in. Then you say, well, you know, Joe, I'd rather make a little more than that. And I say, well, sometimes you're going to have to take a little more risk. Here comes me with oil today. I mean, I'm a big thinker, but oil has bottomed. We got a chance that oil is going to go up. We're happy with we're paying gas at the pump. But on the bottom line is, Boone Pickens, biggest oil man in America, says it ain't going to stay down. He says five times in history
it's done this. Not many people think it is.
Well, if you buy low and sell high, guess what happens?
You make a profit.
You know, the last time I had a home run, Tom, and I don't know if I've ever talked to you about this, but years ago when we went into the recession, and the government was bailing all these companies out. If you might remember, they did not bail out the Ford Motor Company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Ford Motor Company, the share prices got down to $1.80 a share. So I had a bunch of people that said, hey, Joe, what do you think? And I said, you know, even though it's rated poorly because we're in a recession, I don't think Ford's going to go out of business. And they turned down the government. So if it was my money, I'd go into Ford Motor Company. Well, guess what happened? Ford Motor Company went from $1.80 to $16 a share within a very short period of time. Now, if that means if you had $100,000, now you've got $800,000 or $900,000.
Or close to $1 million.
That's called a home run.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen? Well, I think right now oil, to me, has the opportunity to be a home run. So point is, when I look at somebody, you can't guarantee this. There's no way in the world. But there are certain things where a portion of the money. Like I had a couple of clients this morning that asked me about that have quite a bit of money saved, traditionally not making much.
Well, let's come back to that. You've got a call coming in.
Hey, caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi. I have a question.
Go ahead.
I pay a disability insurance every month of $354.
Okay.
And it just seems like I'm just putting money into something that, you know, may never happen. And I was just wondering if there was some other alternative way I could use this money.
And you say you're putting $360 a month into an account?
Into a
disability account.
A disability insurance plan?
Insurance, yes.
Are you working?
Yes.
Okay, now let me ask you another question. How old are you?
59.
Okay, secondly, are you a paramedic, a firefighter, or a policeman?
No.
What I'm looking at is...
I'm a physician.
You're a what now?
A physician.
A physician. What are the odds of you becoming disabled doing what you're doing?
Well, I travel on the road to work, and I travel for about an hour.
Okay. I would be more concerned not so much about this disability income, especially at your age. Do you have money saved in a retirement account?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually work with the federal government.
So. Well, you know... Okay, so what happens is, it's very, very hard for me to do this on the radio, but I think what we need to do is talk off the radio, and let's take a look at exactly what you've got and if you're doing the right thing for you, because you're on the cusp, right on the edge of being old enough to retire, and donating $300-some-odd a month into an insurance thing that you have very, very slim chance of collecting would kind of worry me a little bit, but
this
I need to know.
This would be a long-term disability plan?
Well, point is, if she's working for the government, normally the government's got a retirement plan. We got other things there to protect it. That's quite a bit of money to put into an insurance plan.
It is. It's
to cover me for wages that I may not need based on what I've got covered me for the government. Anyway, it's not an easy question. The thing I would need to do is to sit down, and you and I would sit down and do math and look at all the options. So, when you called in, you gave your name and number to Connie, and I will then call you, and we'll make an appointment. We'll sit down, and we'll see if we can figure out something that's in your best interest. That makes sense?
Great. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Okay, God bless. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless.
1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. We probably have room or time for another call.
Yeah, we've got about 6-7 minutes here.
Yeah.
So if you
now, by the way, if you don't want to talk on the radio, which is perfectly okay, you call Connie or Pastor Tom. They'll take your number, and I'll call you back. We'll set up a time. I'll answer questions for you over the phone or any way you want to have this done. Our mission here is to help people the best way we can to accomplish what you need to do, and we have been very blessed that we've been able to help quite a few people from this show. Mm-hmm. Can't help Pastor Tom. I mean, he's kind of old, you know. But you might be beyond help.
I'm saved by the bell.
Saved by the bell. Caller, it's on. You're on the radio. It's Joe Martek, and you just saved Pastor Tom from me picking on him.
Okay, thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question. If me and my husband just paid off our home, and we're trying to find out how we could put it into a trust.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now, you know what a trust is, right?
I know there are different types of trusts.
Well, let's just talk real quick, education here. A living trust means I take whatever my assets are and I put them into this document, which I control. So it's like you own a kitchen table. Let's just say that table is your trust, and you give that table your house, but you own the table, and the table can make no decisions. You're the only one that can make decisions. And why do I put things into this trust, this table, is to avoid probate when we die, so that no matter what happens, that's our goal. Okay.
Okay.
Now, in Florida, a homestead is not subject to probate. Your homestead doesn't necessarily need to go into a trust. But if you have, let's say, investment properties that are not a homestead, then a trust starts to make more sense. But your whole concept of doing the trust is to avoid probate on your death. So something happens to you and your husband, you want that to go exactly where you want, and you don't want it to go through the court system. So you save your children 6 months or a year worth of aggravation in the courts, and you don't have to pay attorneys all kinds of money because the trust avoids all that. That's the reason for the trust.
Okay, so that's the only type of trust, just a living trust, and you only do that to avoid probate.
Well, okay. Now, a living trust means as long as you're alive, you can change your mind, which means you can buy the house, sell the house, you can do different things. An irrevocable trust means I do the same thing, but I no longer control it. That trust is now going to be controlled by Pastor Tom, and I'm picking on him for lack of somebody else, but not you. And you can't do anything
to change it.
It's done. It's in concrete. Why would you do that? Well, a lot of people do that because they're worth millions of dollars and they're looking to avoid inheritance taxes. There's lots of reasons to do it, but normally people that do a irrevocable trust are worth a substantial amount of money, and I'm usually saying over $5 million, to avoid inheritance tax.
Okay. And last question, if you had student loans, could they actually, and they're paid, but at some point could they actually, if you're retirement age and you couldn't pay it, could they come after your home?
Technically, your home is exempt from attachment by creditors, period. The state of Florida says your homestead, as long as it's your homestead, is exempt from attachment by creditors, period.
Even federal?
Well, the only thing that might come in is federal income taxes can be a little bit different wrinkle there. But bottom line is, even if you go bankrupt, your home is exempt. So the homestead rules, and this is legal stuff now, and even though I'm dangerous on legal stuff, I'm not an attorney, so we have to be a bit careful on making definitive statements. But part of our group right here, we have an attorney, and what I can do is have him call you and talk to you on the phone and answer some of these questions for you so that, you know, you just have a better feel for it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All righty. Anything else?
Nope. Thank you so much. God bless you, and thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you very much
for calling. We've only got about 1 minute left, Joe, and so we need to wrap it up here today. But
888-221-8990. I'm not going to talk to you, but you'll call the show, and Pastor Tom will talk to you, or Connie, 888-221-8990. They'll take your name and number, and then whoever can help you in our group will give you a call back, probably tomorrow, not today. And that's what we're here for. I mean, that's exactly why we're here. And this is a good question for her, that trust question.
That's right. Well, you know, it's a lot of people that will put certain personal items or things
in a trust,
personal properties in a trust to prevent probate, but also maybe to save some taxes.
Key is, here becomes, there's two sides to that coin. Number one, if you die in the state of Florida or in place any place in the United States and you leave less than $5 million, there's no inheritance taxes, period. So you don't have to worry about that. But probate is a number one word, which means it takes 6 months to go through the system and attorneys get a fee. And I'm supposed to say goodbye because Pastor
goodbye
Tom
just you're out of time.
Goodbye, Joe. I'm out of time. Okay.
You've been listening to the Team MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-229-0114.
I'll end my words be few. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO on